Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we are actually looking at electronic mail, email. It's worth considering to begin with the difference between quality and quantity communication. And I've heard it said recently that never before have we had the opportunity to say so much about so little. The first difficulty that people often have when it comes to electronic communication is that all forms of written correspondence rely greatly on the receiver to actually interpret that information and to make sense of it. Just as true as writing, however, when you think about emails, we're sending many, many more emails each and every day in all aspects of our life than we ever were writing letters. And so that just means that the nature of the communication changes a little bit. The biggest reason why written communication and correspondence relies on the receiver so much to interpret things is that all visual cues are actually stripped away from the communication. And believe it or not, we actually communicate 90% of information in a social encounter with our visual cues, with body language, with other ways of conveying information. So all of those are stripped from email. In particular, irony and sarcasm are really, really often misinterpreted and two, I guess, comical areas where people are able to cause themselves a lot of problems in written communication, in particularly emails. And the last thing to remember is that everyone's own perception, particularly the receiver's perception, allows the message in the email to actually be altered in ways the sender may not actually understand. So have a think about that this week. That's the first mind game. How is my perception actually helping to change or potentially alter the message in the email? The other area of potential issues and contention when we're talking about emails is the lack of response. And the lack of response actually allows the person seeking the response's own insecurities and worries about the relationship or about the information to actually come to the fore and to be ramped up and fed and to become quite troublesome for that person. I've spoken with people previously who have spent days worrying about a particular communication coming and it actually consuming their time and their life and having an impact on their well-being. So it's also important when we find ourselves in that situation to be able to deconstruct that a little bit for ourselves. Think about maybe some of the other reasons why someone may not have been able to get an email back to us and to think about how we may inadvertently be feeding this with our own worries and insecurities and getting ourselves into a difficult place. We'll take another look at this next week on Mind Games.